Mark, mixed emotions for you, no doubt, today. A bit of a tinge of sadness as you were walking off the pitch at the end there.
My last innings here as a home player, which was a strange feeling, really. But it was nice that I was able to contribute to what can hopefully put us in a strong position at the end of our second innings tomorrow and hopefully going to win this game.
Nice that you got a standing ovation from around the ground. Eight short of that final grand hurrah as well. Big pity, wasn't it, in the end?
Yeah, wasn't to be, unfortunately. I need to sack the scriptwriter, but every run counts. So, like I said, to take the 92 at the start would take that, no doubt. And the most important thing was that partnership I managed to get with Clarkey. He came out, and I think the nature of the pitch is you have to always trust what you see. If it's in your area, you've got to commit to it. There's plenty happening, so 240-odd lead at the minute. If we can extend that as long as possible tomorrow morning, then we're in a good chance of winning the game.
When I woke up this morning, I saw the weather, and particularly got the Washington services. It's the first time I've seen the floodlights on heading to a game in a county championship day, and I thought this is going to be a tough day for the batsmen. It's going to be an interesting one as well.
Yeah, to be honest, I wasn't quite sure whether we were going to start or not this morning, but all credit to the umpires and everyone that's gone, like the way everyone's gone about the game, really. We're here to play and we've got on with the job in hand, and it's been some good cricket play today. It's an interesting wicket, but you can score quickly as well at the same time.
Now, you and Scott both heading off to Surrey. You both came out today with an opportunity to get to 1,000 runs in the county championship for the fourth year in a row. You managed to get there. Unfortunately, he didn't, and it was his dismissal which brought about that little mini collapse with Sam Curran, 18-year-old left-hander, bowling some demon balls there. Seven deliveries, four wickets.
It was a very good spell on from his point of view, and it's one of those that the pitch can throw up if bowlers are in a rhythm and they keep hitting that good area hard that the batsmen don't really want to they don't want the ball pitching that area, then it's going to create opportunities, and he managed to string a few together, create some chances. As far as 1,000 goals, I think I'm glad in the context that it's come about in the manner that it did in an innings that hopefully secures the future of the club in Division 1.
Yeah, that would be the big thing if you can win this tomorrow. I don't know whether there's any thoughts of declaring now or pushing on with only two wickets left.
I'd imagine we just stretch it out as far as possible, and sometimes you never know, the fourth innings of a match can finish quickly or it could go right down to the wire, so every run you have on the board just gives you that little bit of cushion to keep the catches in for longer if a partnership does develop, so I'm sure that'll be the plan tomorrow.
Finally, a word about the supporters and the ovation they gave you. You know, they've had some news to cope with in the last few weeks with you and Scott leaving, one or two signing contracts and staying, but were you pleased to see that reaction today from them as you came off?
Yeah, it was nice, you know. There's been a lot of sort of mixed reactions and emotions to the decision I've made, but I think the support and the ovation that I received as I walked off was very nice and something I'll sort of cherish.
We know you're doing it for cricketing reasons, you've said that before, but no doubt you're going to miss this place as well.
Yeah, absolutely. The amount of time I spent here, from being sort of, 12, 13-year-old, age group cricket in the nets out the back, watching first team cricket here as well, just come down with my granddad and stuff. There's a big part of my life has been based at this ground, so it's sad, but looking forward to the future as well.